Ignoring inner reality also eats away at your sense of self, identity, and purpose. Clinical psychologist Edna Foa and her colleagues developed the Post-Traumatic Cognitions Inventory to assess how patients think about themselves. Symptoms of PTSD often include statements like, "I feel dead inside," "I will never be able to feel normal emotions again," "I have permanently changed for the worse," "I feel like an object, not like a person," "I have no future," and "I feel like I don't know myself anymore." The critical issue is allowing yourself to know what you know. And that takes an enormous amount of courage. In What It Is Like to Go to War, Vietnam veteran Carl Marlantis grapples with his memories of belonging to a brilliantly effective Marine combat unit and confronts the terrible split he discovered inside himself. He writes, "For years I was unaware of the need to heal that split, and there was no one, after I returned, to point this out to me. Why did I assume there was only one person inside me? There's a part of me that just loves maiming, killing, and torturing. This part of me isn't all of me. I have other elements that indeed are just the opposite, of which I am proud. So, am I a killer? No, but part of me is. Am I a torturer? No, but part of me is. Do I feel horror and sadness when I read in the newspapers of an abused child? Yes. But am I fascinated?" Marlantis tells us that his road to recovery required learning to tell the truth, even if that truth was brutally painful. Death, destruction, and sorrow need to be constantly justified in the absence of some overarching meaning for the suffering. Lack of this overarching meaning encourages making things up, lying, to fill the gap in meaning. He writes, "I'd never been able to tell anyone what was going on inside, so I forced these images back, away, for years. I began to reintegrate that split-off part of my experience only after I actually began to imagine that kid as a kid, my kid, perhaps. Then, out came this overwhelming sadness and healing." Integrating the feelings of sadness, rage, or all of the above with the action should be standard operating procedure for all soldiers who have killed face-to-face. It requires no sophisticated psychological training. Just form groups under a fellow squad or platoon member who has had a few days of group leadership training and encourage people to talk. Getting perspective on your terror and sharing it with others can reestablish the feeling that you are a member of the human race. After the Vietnam veterans I treated joined a therapy group where they could share the atrocities they had witnessed and committed, they reported beginning to open their hearts to their girlfriends.